Yeah, hello.
Hello, this is Maya giving you a courtesy call back from customer support. How may I assist you today?
Oh, yeah, are you the for the
Gun
what do you call it?
certification?
Cause
Correct.
well, what do I'm out of Austin, Texas, and I did this and I got the certificate here. What, I know I have to do something, and I said, what do I need to do to so I can get a Is that an official certificate that I did? I got that in the mail. It says right here, certificate CCW certified. Any questions, call you. That's what I'm doing.
Of
So
course, more
what
than
do I?
welcome to assist. First, let me ask that your account. What's your zip code, name, and address?
Okay. My name is Richard Vasquez. The address is 5600 Manor Road, Austin, Texas, 78723.
Thank you, and a good contact number in case you get disconnected.
512-964-6412.
All right, thank you, sir. Looking at the information over your account, sir, I do see where you have the gun certification, sir, along with the gun holster and the online training portal. So now that you have the gun, you should already received all of it. You should start applying for your application to qualify to get the concealed carry permit. You should have a checklist where you fill out the application, submit the required documents for it. Then you'll mail it
Okay,
off to the address that's on the application.
hang on. I'm gonna just read this too, so I just have to write. Okay, there's a certificate right here. Okay, and then okay, that's. Let me go to the next page. I guess that's the checklist you're talking about, the
That
checklist
is
documentation.
correct.
Okay, and all right. So I guess it costs $100, I guess, but it says right here, photograph of applicant. Card must have 2-inch height or whatever. I mean, it says here, but the lady told me over the phone that they didn't do those cards. I said, well, let me find out. I could have sworn my buddy has one. He lives here and he has one, but don't they do cards like that in Texas?
Well,
Or
I'm
do you have
not
to go there?
sure, sir, in Texas, sir, because every state is different, sir. Because I'm from Alabama, sir, but the headquarters, sir, you're applying for now is the Virginia State Concealed Carry Permit, which it does recognize in the state of Texas, sir. So you don't have to go to your local, any local officer.
Okay, so I fill out this application, okay, and then I send them a check. And let me ask you, because maybe you can help me. I want to make sure I send everything right. It says complete the form. I got that one. Complete a fingerprint card. Now, where is that at? To obtain.
You had to get that either from your local sheriff department, sir, or you can go to Amazon. They sell the fingerprint card. You let's have like three in a pack, and they sell it for $5.
Oh, okay. And the card must be signed by the applicant and must be signed by the law enforcement individual taking the
That
print.
is correct, sir. If you go to law enforcement, yes, they have to sign it and make sure it's official, sir. That is correct. So the four documents you need on the checklist, one would be a $100 money order, cashier check. You have to get your fingerprint card done, as I said, from your local law enforcement, or you get it from Amazon. You have to make a copy of your state identification, passport, license, state ID, and you have to make a photocopy of yourself. The last two things can be done at CVS or Walgreens, so you can have the they can print it out for you.
Oh, okay. So basically, I have to go down to the law enforcement. I have to go down to the police station anyway to get a fingerprint.
That or
Right?
if your law enforcement not open, because a lot of places are not open due to the pandemic, so you can order off of Amazon and you can do it
Okay.
yourself.
So I know I do that myself, but don't you have, you said it says right here it has to be certified by a law enforcement individual. So how do
Right,
I
that's
do
if you go
that?
to law enforcement, sir. There has a different option, sir, where it doesn't have to be certified by them, sir. They
Oh,
put,
okay.
remember, this form was made, sir, before the pandemic, sir, so that's why
Oh,
they put
okay.
it.
So
It's
now,
just remaining on there.
okay. So return appropriate postage and envelope, and then all boxes must be checked. Okay, so I guess I can do a photo of applicant. Card must be 2 by 2 inches width.
Yes, your photo, when you get the photo of yourself, it has to be a 2x2 photo, kind of like a passport photo, the small passport photo.
Taken within the last 6 months, white or black background, front view, side view, okay. So right now, I just couldn't go to the DPS unless they let you and make an appointment and get them, show them the certificate and let them then fill out an application with them or something. You know, since this is this is basically a certificate saying that I already finished. Because this application is, you know, I guess it's like a background check, I guess, and that's fine. I'm good.
Right. Yes, you have to do the background check. That's how they're gonna mail you back your permit, sir, because you can't have any felonies.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. So this is just limits me going to the range. You know how you have to qualify with a revolver or automatic to the gun range and stuff. So this is just eliminated that, I guess.
That is correct. So you don't have to go to the gun range. It is recognized over most of half of the states in the country, and you don't have to take any additional online classes for it. So that is correct.
Okay. Okay. So all I do is just try to fill this out and then go down in, because I was afraid this new damn president, I won't be able to do this. You know, that's why I responded to this thing right here, because it might be more difficult now after the first of the year with this new president, you know. So I said, I better apply for this, see what, you know, because I'm a hunter and stuff, but I just wanted to make sure I could carry a gun if I ever had to. Okay, well, then let me, but since it says Virginia resident concealed handgun permit application, but it's recognized in the state of Texas.
That is correct. If you go to our website, sir, www.certifiedccw, you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you'll click on state acceptance. You'll see this. It'll say the state that does and does not recognize it.
All right. Okay. Thank you. I got another line. Thank you much. Okay.
Of course. You're welcome. Thank you for contacting customer support.